This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
A chilling new video from ISIS threatening to kill new hostages. This time it appears to be an attempt to extort $200 million from the Japanese government.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, January 20th, 2015. It is the birthday of the best friend in the whole wide world. That would be Yolanda Starks White. The president heads into tonight's State of the Union address, riding the first uptick in his approval ratings in years. He'll be speaking to a room full of more Republicans than Democrats for the very first time in his two terms, providing a new dynamic in the annual ritual of State of the Union. 50% of the people say they approve of the job the president is doing as president, according to one poll released yesterday. That's the best he has fared since the spring of 2013.
He's doing a good job, but he just doesn't talk about it enough.
He don't brag about it.
He doesn't brag about it. And when he comes on, he needs a nice introduction like James Brown.
He needs to come on strong like James Brown.
Right. Yeah, I'm working on that.
Put that together, man.
Yeah.
Speakers honoring the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at his spiritual home in Atlanta repeated the same message on his national holiday yesterday. We've come a long way, but there's still much to be done to fulfill his dream. In Atlanta, his daughter, Reverend Bernice King, urged those gathered at Ebenezer Baptist Church for the 47th annual Martin Luther King Jr. annual commemorative service to act out against injustice. She also said that they should heed her father's message of nonviolence. The NFL is investigating whether the New England Patriots intentionally deflated footballs during their victory over the Indianapolis Colts.
I like that. I like that a lot.
A league spokesperson confirmed the investigation first reported Sunday by a television station in Indianapolis.
That's not the first time they've done something shady, huh?
No, it's not. No. Patriots are known for their
And then
you know Bill Belichick, the coach, he has the greatest quote. He says, "If you're not cheating, you're not trying to win."
I like that.
He also said yesterday the organization will fully cooperate with whatever questions they ask of us and whatever they want us to do. And the first time he heard about the issue was Monday morning. And the quarterback, Tom Brady, laughed when asked about the report.
Our guys had no problem catching the ball.
Yeah, right. Right. That's. Look, I'd see it if the score was like 21-20. Okay. Or 17-0.
Yeah.
It was 45-7.
And they said, and it made it be the difference of maybe 45-14. Saturday was a very good night for Whitney Houston, the Lifetime movie. That is, the Angela Bassett directed TV movie brought in 4.5 million total viewers for Lifetime. And their key demographic was about 2.1 million. And over the night, that included the Whitney movie, the interview with Bobby, and the infomercial for Clive Davis. They had about 11 million viewers.
That is great.
And they say that the 4.5 million compared to Aaliyah, the Princess of R&B, was up. That was about 3.2 million viewers. And so you're looking at over 1.5 million difference.
Look for more to come.
Mm-hmm. Good for Angela Bassett. Yeah. Although it was not approved by Whitney's family.
And they don't like it?
No, definitely don't like it. Greg Anthony, the analyst for CBS and Turner, will be arraigned in court for...
Sybil, why are you bringing this up again?
Well, I just want to give you an update.
There's no update.
Yeah, he's supposed to be in court on February 3rd, where he'll be facing charges after being arrested inside a hotel in Washington, D.C. as a part of the undercover operation targeting prostitution.
If convicted, he gets
180 days in jail, and they say that the executives at both CBS and at Turner are feeling that they will have to.
There's something I can do.
Don't cut it off.
She won't stop.
You wouldn't do that to Jay about talking about Bill Cosby.
She won't stop.
He does face an uncertain future as a broadcaster.
I have a choice.
No telling how it's going to look inside his house as he explains to his wife.
How he was talking to prostitutes.
15 before the hour. This is the TJ, man.